Jeffrey, disappointing in the result, but you can't bag the effort, and certainly the breakdown you guys were sensational. Too much turnover ball, especially at the line-out, but Hunter were very good at taking their opportunities today.
Yeah, they certainly were. Look, I thought we played pretty well in patches. We gave away dumb penalties when it comes to offside, four or five in a row, which was really disappointing after we'd really stressed that. But all in all, it was okay. You know, we played like a team that it was our first run. Probably got a little in attack, we got a little bit cluttered up around the narrow channels, and we were able to shift it wide. We made some nice inroads into Hunter territory. You know, I'm pretty sure we'll be improved by that effort.
And getting the boys together, even though they're all 14-year-olds, has been a bit of a struggle, but by the same token, it's a pretty committed group.
Very committed. We, you know, we identify the fact pretty early that we'd lose a number of kids and parents if we expected them to come, you know, to drive to training on a Wednesday or a Thursday in Armidale, or, you know, you have more camps with everything on over Christmas, you know, before Christmas, and school exams and everything. So we're mindful of that. But the boys, the group that we have here are very committed, and, you know, as are their parents.
And what about the satisfaction yourself? It's great to get back into coaching, even though it's only a short stint. You, of course, coach there at the Bilmore Hotel, Scone Brumbies, but also president as well. So it's good just to have this short burst of about 6 weeks where you can really enjoy teaching young kids how to play the game and move them into that pathway where they're going to be professional players in the next 4 or 5 years.
Oh, exactly. Look, I really enjoy this this program. And as you said, there's a big difference between this and club rugby in the central north. You know, we've got the kids chosen now in this program who are very committed. Club rugby is a bit hit and miss. It goes for ever. And I think I really enjoy this because you have the two camps, a training day, and then it's all over within 5 weeks. And I think, and it's the same with the kids, you know, it's not dragging on all year, and then they can go and do other things.
Do you find it a little bit bizarre tomorrow morning that you're going to have to drag yourself all the way down to TG Milner Field to play South Australia, when maybe they could have played at Scone or somewhere like that, which was a little bit closer for the game that they're playing today, you know, up at Newcastle number 2 Oval?
That, geographically, that makes sense, but I think the fact that the boys going to Sydney on a bus all together, playing at the very famous TG Milner Field, which, you know, everyone knows about. I think it's, you know, they get a good hit out in Sydney and enjoy it.
And it must be good to sort of get off the mark for the season in the BMW Junior Gold Cup.
Yeah, we had a really tough game last week down in Sydney, and to come up here and sort of learn from what happened last week, play in the extreme heat again, and come out with the result is excellent effort by the boys. They really dug in. Proud of them.
Of course, the breakdown work was a little bit sloppy here and there, and certainly the Bush Rangers took advantage of that, but overall you've got to be happy with the competitive nature of your line-out for blokes so young.
Yeah, it was really good. Our discipline was left back in the Hunter. There's a bit of work to do there, but no, all it meant is the guys had to work that little bit harder to get the result, and again, proud of them that they're able to do that.
Well, of course, this morning at number 2 Oval in Newcastle, you'll have the opportunity to again add another notch to the belt by taking on South Australia. How's it been getting the boys together? And they've been pretty competitive and pretty keen to be part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had wonderful attendance both through the trials and now with the final squad. We get great attendance training, just shows the commitment of the boys, but probably more so the parents that get them there.
Thinking about the fact that you have a responsibility to these kids as well, they're only 14 and 15, and this is part of their pathway to move through and play at an elite end. May they turn out for 200 games for Madawi or play for the Wallabies.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've got a long, long way to go in their rugby careers, and in a lot of ways, this is the start. Some of them played in different representative programs, but this is by far, I suppose, the pinnacle for these guys, and they're working.
Finally, how are things down at Madawi? You're looking forward to another season there, and not only in the seniors, but also the juniors as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a great pre-season with regard to the back office of the club. We've got a new committee. We're doing some great work with some sponsors and got some wonderful community support. The seniors are looking good. We've had up to half a dozen new fellas walk into the club this year, which is just fabulous. And a lot of that's got to do with the very visible support from the community. Pending change to the Colts competition in Newcastle Hunter Rugby, that's opened the door for a small club like Madawi, and it looks like we've certainly got the numbers to field an under-19s team this year. And then we go down to the junior ranks. We have good numbers, 7s, 8s, 9s, which is where it all begins. And it looks like we'll go through and have a couple of teams through to under-14s.
Thanks for your time, Mark. Of course, you can follow Madawi online by going to madawirugby.com. And we wish you all the best this morning as you're part of the Hunter BMW Junior Gold side that takes on South Australia at number 2 Oval.